This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Protests unleashed by U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital have continued for the second day in the Palestinian territories and outside U.S. missions elsewhere. Dozens of people have been wounded in clashes. In addition to violence and protests worldwide, many see the move as harming the United States' own interests. James Jeffries, a former American ambassador to Turkey and Iraq, he tells VOA the announcement is more likely to undermine U.S. efforts to build a coalition against Iran. Iran's influence.
At a time when Iran is scoring victory and victory across the Middle East, this undercuts the anti-Iranian alliance that the president is trying to put together with Israel, with Turkey, with the Arab states, with the United States, and with even some Shia in places like Iraq.
There are concerns that violence could spin out of control on Friday when thousands of Muslims attend weekly prayers at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque. Britain and the European Union have reached a preliminary agreement on Brexit, this after a week of intense negotiations. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced the deal on Friday.
On the basis of the mandate which was given to me by the European Council, the Commission has just formally decided to recommend to the European Council that sufficient progress has now been made on the strict terms of the divorce.
Prime Minister May said the deal requires compromise on both sides.
Getting to this point has required give and take on both sides. And I believe that the joint report being published is in the best interests of the whole of the UK.
EU leaders meet in Brussels next week and are likely to endorse the agreement. From Washington, this is VOA News.